The bass line starts first. Thick and groovy, the voice is low. Close to the mic. Inherited bitterness is a heavy rent to pay. 17, navigating the architecture of a man who forgot how to smile. Looking at the world through a peephole, counting the minutes until the lock turns. Is it discipline? Or is it just a ghost trying to hold on to a haunting? I'm bunking in a sanctuary that feels more like a precinct. Four walls closing in, my survival instincts. This the landlord's a relic. Skin like worn leather, eyes full of static. Ancient posture, keeping his grievances locked in the attic. He wore the same sun-faded fabric, uniform of a jaded era. Watching the screen while the shadows grew nearer and clearer. He had a jurisdiction before the clock strikes half past 11. You better be in or find a sanctuary short of heaven. He wasn't checking for my safety, wasn't shielding my head. He was just guarding the silence of a life already dead. I'm a young king, faded up, side sharp as a blade. The neighborhood embraced the light that my spirit displayed. But he resented the shine, couldn't die, just a communal love. Thinking my melanin was a puzzle, he was exempt of. Go find a vacancy in a motel, he bought from his throne. Not realizing he was just the king of a kingdom of bones.
So far off that I set the alarms and shield in my head. He was just guarding the silence of a life already dead. I'm a young king.
What's the price of a witness when the room gets cold? How much for the company of a story untold? The door is locked from the inside, but the windows are wide. Trying to find where the man and the memory collide. Then the biological treason hit a stroke of the clock. The vessel capsized, he's a mountain turned into a rock. I'm sitting in the sterile white, the smell of the end. Beeping monitors, singing songs for a man with no friend. I asked for the lineage, the branches of his hollow tree. He whispered my seeds, finally surrendering the key. Jamal and Sophie names etched in the dust of the floor. The mother's passing was the frost that closed every door. I dialed the firstborn, the son who escaped the regime. Put the receiver to his ear, a desperate silent scheme. The son heard the breath of the man who pushed him away. And the silence that followed was the heaviest debt of the day. Click, lying dead, the legacy was a severed connection. Augustine stared at the ceiling, facing his own rejection. One tear tracked through the wrinkles, a river of regret. The hardest lesson is the one you haven't finished paying. Daughter arrived at the hour of the wolf and the thief. 3 a.m. paying a toll but refusing to grieve. She handled the paperwork like a chore, a burden, a tax. Walking toward the exit with a heart hidden in the cracks. I stood in the corridor, a sentinel in the hallway. He's in 428, Sophie, you leaving him to the fray. She laughed, a jagged sound that cut through the ward. I'm a ghost to him, why should I play the chord? He chose the solitude when he threw us to the wind. I'm just an auditor here to collect for the sin. I looked at world, the mirror of the man in the bed. You're a tragedy, I said, starving the living while feeding the dead. Your father's a map of mistakes, but he's still the terrain. And you're just a desert refusing to rage. He pushed past, eyes flooding, the truth was a weight. Realizing that the shit bag was just a man who was late to his own redemption. I went back to the room, and I asked him the why. Why the cheap rent? Why the rules? Why the lie? He looked at me, no longer a landlord, just a tenant of time. He said, I didn't keep you there for the paper. With a pride, I kept the door locked because I was terrified of the echo. The low rent wasn't a favor. It was a bribe for a witness. I'd rather fight you every night at 11:30 than listen to the house realize I'm the only one left in it. That was the gospel. People ain't demons, they just architects of their own cages. Scared of the silence between the pages, I started coming home early. Not for the rule, but for the man. Watching the game, watching the comedy, holding the line. Because I learned that the greatest tragedy